everyone. Welcome to OMFG. I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we are too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
OMFG!
Welcome to OMFG. I am Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael. And we have questions.
We have so many questions.
I mean, I've been tweeting for a year now, year and change.
I've probably been on the Twitter for like three years. Let's go three.
That's nice. Yeah. I'll have to look and see really when I started, but it hasn't been that long. But I just feel like, you know, I'm rocking 448 followers right now. No big deal.
Hold on hard to that number, girl. It's no small change.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, there's less and then there's more.
Right. There's less and then there's more.
I wouldn't say you're a superstar, but not everybody can be.
So, but I would like to be like closer to a respectable number. I would love to have 2 G's under my belt.
I get that. I have a G.
You have a G?
I have a G.
Holy shit.
I would love to grow that number as well. I understand.
I am like, can't believe I'm even sitting next to you with a G and I haven't.
Thank you so much.
How did you get a G, goddammit?
I'm really funny. This just in. I don't know if you knew this. Newsflash, earned them.
I'm so annoyed with you right now. You earned them organically?
Well, yeah. I mean, I certainly didn't give any sexual favors in exchange for.
Oh, my God. Now I'm, like, looking up her tweets because I'm like, I think, obviously she's funny. But, I mean, like, is she a G funny? I don't know.
Which, let's just be honest, a G is small potatoes. So we want to gain more followers. We want to learn how to really craft good tweets that attract attention, right?
Emily, you're coming in at 1,027 followers. Don't shortchange yourself.
I did. I forgot the 27. To all those 27, I'm so sorry. I forgot you.
Can I read one?
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
This is from Emily, 8/27/2014. When you awaken to someone masturbating next to you in bed, it feels a lot like an earthquake, only sadder.
It's really true. It's really, really true if that's ever happened to you.
Everything I know, I learned from my 65-year-old mom, who is contemplating an ankle tattoo.
Also true.
This is in at 5/15/2014. How many spoonfuls of guacamole before it turns from good fat to fatty fat? That's a really good question.
Right?
No, that's actually, this
because
is an important one.
Because you can sit there and you can convince yourself, like, no, but it's good fat. But no, not after the whole bowl.
Yeah, no, that actually, like, I'm learning from that. And I would love an answer if anyone wants to get that to us.
So the point is, we have brought in an expert to help us today with all of our Twitter issues, how to gain followers, how to write better tweets, how to promote ourselves personally here at OMFG.
Yeah. No, I mean, we need all of that.
She is 20 years old.
She has 108,000 followers.
And she now lives in Los Angeles and writes for TV and is generally just kicking ass.
Who is this person?
Shelby Farrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can I talk in the intro?
Well, you have.
Welcome to our show.
And Shelby is the winner of Twitter, so congratulations.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and she's a comic writer. She's been in things like Froyo Robbery and Funny or Die and Midnight. What is Midnight, Shelby?
Oh, at Midnight?
Okay.
I wrote for it.
Oh, okay. It's a television show?
Yes.
There we go.
Oh, God.
A late night one, I think.
I see.
Yep.
I see. What happens at Midnight?
It's a fun Chris Hardwick helmed internet based game show. Talk show? Game show.
Mm-hmm.
I should be aware.
Well, it's both, really. Because I mean, it's like
a panel show.
It's a panel show, but definitely
it's a British thing.
The game show is loose since he just decides who he awards points to.
Yeah, he has like a Drew Carey
vibe.
Whose line is it anyways? Feel.
Yeah.
Cool.
To the point system.
Right.
So we brought you in here. We are challenged in a couple different ways. You just saw it with the question of what's midnight, what's at midnight. Can you tell us about that movie? It's a TV show with Chris Hardwick. So you just saw what you need to do.
Oh,
we
yeah.
brought you in to help us.
You are our expert on all things youthful and lovely.
Oh, I'm so young.
You're so young.
She's just sitting there bathing in the young.
So, like, at what age were you like, okay, Twitter is happening, I'm on it, and people are loving me?
I don't think I've gotten to that place yet. Or I would confidently say people love me. Well, I'm embarrassed. I joined it when it first started because there was some San Jose Mercury News article or whatever. So I got my name, but I logged on to it and was like, I don't get this. I hate the 21st century, and like didn't touch it for like 3 years.
So you're like us.
So you were sitting there
latent.
It was
so weird. Yeah.
And then what happened?
Yeah.
And then I got friends and they graduated high school earlier than me. And so it was just like a fun kind of way to like talk to each other or like make jokes for each other.
Did you say you got friends?
Yeah, that was mostly. And then I was like, oh, this is what social media is for being social.
So you got real friends like in real life.
Yeah.
And then you used those friends to get friends on the internet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As it should be.
Great.
And does it also go the other way? Have you made friends from the device, the application,
the Twitter? She's like, it's not a hard copy. It's not a...
I think so. I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are BFFs now.
Right?
Since you're on the show.
I'm not there
guys.
Yet with you, but I would love to, by the end of the show,
that's
I'd love
fair.
To be
I was
there.
Late.
And so at what age was this? When, like 15?
15.
15.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
It must have been.
And so like we just want to, we would love to get clearer because I brought, like we have some hard copy tweets for you.
You printed out pieces
printed
of the
out
internet?
Pieces of the internet, and we're bringing them to you. And love some feedback, fearless feedback, if you have it. You know,
yeah.
Where we're confused is, like, what's the best time of day?
What are the rules?
Oh, you want the analytics?
Yeah,
we would love those. And maybe some feelings and some – just, like, whatever you're doing that was successful, we'd love to do more of that.
Yeah, I could make up some of those.
Go ahead.
On the spot.
Time of day.
You know, a morning, I feel like I'm going to be so unhelpful. This is actually so perfect. My dad, this is maybe a little off topic, but my dad in high school, when it was kind of happening, when people started following me, and I was still kind of just using it to make jokes for my actual friends who I knew and stuff, I would come home from school and he'd be like, Shelby, come here. And he would show me, because he's really into computers and science and stuff, and he would show me how he, like, had managed to find websites or figured out, like the analytics of my Twitter account was, like, look at the growth rate, and, like, I mapped it, and, like, he was just really into
awesome.
Stats of it. And
yeah.
Being, like, I just want to let you know that I think if you, like, the tweets that you put out between, like, 9 a.m. and 12 p.m., like, get the most, because that's when people are sitting at work, blah, blah. And I was just like,
God.
Oh, Dad, no, disconnect, man. Like, come on. And he was like, it's interesting, right? And I was like,
it isn't not.
It's
interesting.
Not. It's
oh.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not interesting.
No, you're right. No, it's absolutely not.
It's not cool.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
I was like, Dad, you have children. Like you
should
you're
have
starting a company. Yeah, you need to figure some things. I think it was like his. No, he's just an interested guy. But some part of me was like, are we midlife crisising over my Twitter account? Like this can't be what you spend your time on.
But it's sort of like, I guess, when you're excited about something your child is doing,
yeah.
you're like, you want to support. That was his way of supporting.
Like going to a soccer game, but just printing out analytics.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. They're the parents that, like, will do your report for you just because they're kind of, like, into it.
Right.
Where they're like, I'll do it.
See, I didn't have those, and that makes me wildly jealous.
Yeah, it sounds
I'm
good.
Like, oh.
I believe that.
They sound
I
nerdy
hated
and nice.
It.
Yeah.
No. It's just too much. It sounds like they just had too much
love.
Yeah,
too much love for their
too
children.
Much enjoyment of life. They're having too much of a good time being parents, which is always, like, gross.
They're just, like, emotionally healthy,
right?
Which,
oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't need, you know?
Well, it's hard to be a comic with emotionally healthy parents, so congratulations.
It is. I think about that sometimes. I'm like, well, maybe I have too good of a family.
Because right. Like, it's like a joke bombs. You're like, my family was just simply too good, guys. I'm so sorry.
I'm like, sorry, I'm so put together.
And you have sisters. Several?
Yeah.
Several sisters.
I have two older sisters and then a little brother.
And a little brother. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So a lot of siblings. That can mess you up.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a few siblings.
I have two younger sisters. They're doing all right.
Oh, you're the oldest.
Mm-hmm. I'm such an oldest. I like being an oldest. It's fun.
Do you wear outfits?
Excuse me?
Do you wear like...
Pardon?
I like saying that to an adult. They're like, yeah, of course I wear outfits. That's why it's even a word you use.
Tell
like,
me more.
Like, do you... like when you get,
tell me. What do you see here?
Wait, yeah, like you're put together. Like when you get dressed for the day, you like you put together clothes correctly. Not matching, but like in a complete
it's like,
way.
Here's the thing, Shelby. I see you. I see you've got some blue in your hair and you're wearing a hoodie. And you're like thinking that I can't do that as well. And I can. I'm just choosing not to at this moment. I'm trying to be professional. I'm trying to have a podcast. So I'm just, yeah, I have a blouse on and I have a pair of pants on my legs.
You're wearing hard pants.
They're jeans.
A jacket that ties it together.
Who left this jacket behind my seat? Damn it.
I have to say, you're both dressed really nicely today.
But I will say, like, I put this on and I was like, I straight up thought, good for you. Okay. I was like, you put on jean shorts.
Yeah.
Like, you're not wearing pajamas. Yeah, you can take my word. Like, she's like, I'll check. I'll be the judge. And, like, that's such an – there's something very oldest child me about being like, no, I'm just a grown-up. Like, right. I know how to operate in the world.
Right. Well, that's debatable, but – I do wear clothes.
Clothes are good. It's step one to being adult-like, yeah. I think.
If you have to, like, do you feel like when you favorite a tweet that you're kind of giving your friend or your person out there in the Twitter sphere a fuck you?
That's so messed up. No, I don't think that.
A little bit.
That's sociopathic.
Like, basically, as opposed to a retweet. I mean, those are your options, right? You're going to retweet or you're going to fave or you're going to at reply.
I guess that's true. They're tears. No, I feel bad. I fave everything. Like, I'm very,
friendly.
Like hedonistic French king in the 18th century. Like, just.
Oh,
like,
you're just
take it.
Bestowing favorites on everyone.
A fave for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not stingy with your faves.
I'm like, very good. Take it. I need not.
I need not. I have plenty. My faves runneth over. Nope. Okay.
And then I always feel bad for the retweets because they're always just the weirdest, most random things that I like. And I've had friends who will text me. They'll be like, why that one? Like, why are you doing this to me? And I'm like, but it was so funny.
For instance, can you pull out a device that would help us understand more?
Oh, I just take out so many devices. Like the other day.
Do you have your cell phone on you?
I do.
Can we see?
I turn it on airplane mode because I'm a young professional. Like an adult.
You absolutely are.
Thank you. I'm trying to think. Oh, my friend the other day just tweeted, like, sick of being the only angry boy on this website. Where my angry boy's at, and I retweeted it. And he was like, I tweeted that at 2 a.m. I don't know what it means. Why did you do this to me?
Now, I ask a question. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, circa 3 years ago,
sure.
If someone with as many followers as you have retweeted somebody, that person would then get, like, a million new followers.
And now no one cares.
Nobody cares.
Really?
I think the internet's over. I'll say it.
Do you think Twitter is dead?
I don't think it's dead. But it had its gross moment, right? Yeah.
I'm like sitting here in shock. I'm real. You guys are moving forward, and I'm reeling. Like, it's so. If you retweet somebody, if you're like big time, then
it used to be back in the day. Like, let's just say, just to take the focus off of you, say like a
Ashton Kutcher.
Okay, fine. Let's go there. Twitter superstar Ashton Kutcher.
The beginning of it all.
Retweeted you.
He was one of the first on Twitter. I think that's why his name's so silly.
Totally.
It's A plus K or something dumb.
Yeah.
That's his handle. Didn't he come off of it when he said something He got in trouble for something or other. And he
probably.
Like,
don't know, doesn't surprise
okay,
me.
Moving
classic
on.
Ashton.
I know.
Clashing. Clashton. Classic
Ashton. So if the Kutch retweeted you, you would get like 1,000 new followers.
Okay.
Basically. I mean, because he had like 1 million. So oh, I think yeah. there's probably like a 0.1 percentage of people would then be like, oh my God, Ashton likes this person. I'm going to follow them.
But and even like your friend who was like, I can't believe you did that to me. I did that at 2 a.m. It means something to him that you retweeted.
Yeah, I feel bad. That probably no, I think that one was actually more like, we have friends in common who will see this.
Oh, okay. Like, I gotcha.
But it's true. I wonder if it's a thing of when these websites, or even like 5 or however many years ago, this sounds dumb. Maybe it's not true. I should stop doing this. I should just say my point. that people on like Twitter or something, if you're just like a person at home, you wouldn't mind following people. And I don't know if it's just acclimating to more social networks or reality culture or even the weird new fake journalism now. But I feel like everyone views themselves as like a little mini celebrity. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit more of like, prove it to me. Mm. Like, why should I follow you? You know right. what I mean? Or like, why should I pay attention to you? I can right. get people to just pay attention to me, you know, which is a weird thing.
That is gross.
People so it's aren't, like, recklessly following anymore.
Yeah, or something. Or, like, people don't like being fans anymore mm-hmm. or something. Is that wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right there. I think you're on to something. It's, like, it's kind of gross that we've been, like, oversaturated with too many people in our faces and yeah. too many ideas. Is that kind of...
Yeah, it's a weird, like, culture shift from, like... Of instead of just, like, watching TV and, like, being okay with having, like, the celebrities on TV, now with reality stuff, it's like, well, I could be on TV.
Oh, 100%.
I should just do that.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
having to put a profile together, which is something that we didn't grow up with at all, that it's so crazy because you're really – everybody's their own PR person.
Yeah.
And they're creating a image, which is what
– you whatever your done. Dumb brand is. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
You have done very well.
And then,
I will say.
Well, yeah, but and even if you're not actively trying to cultivate something, it still just naturally happens. So suddenly people put things on you that you're like, oh, I just like Batman. Like, I don't, that wasn't like a thing about me.
Right. Did you, were you like, so you were 15, you were in high school, living your life, finally had some friends. Thank God.
Great
such
parents.
Such a great year
such
for Shelby.
Such a relief. Congratulations on that. And you, your dad's doing the analytics, you're coming home, you're seeing pie graphs and
yeah,
all
yeah.
of that. And then you, what, when did you move to Hollywood?
I came down here, because actually before I got on Twitter, oh, part of also the Twitter thing was I was writing for, I don't know if anyone knows this website, you know, crack.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was writing for them.
I don't, I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, uh-huh. Yeah. Would it at midnight, right? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a no Hardwick-based
Hardwick
show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so at the bottom, they just go, plug something. And so that was also why I started using Twitter, because I was like, oh, I guess I can plug it somewhere, so I'll have one. I don't know, so
yeah.
I, like, reactivate it. But so I was already writing for them and some other sites before I got on Twitter. And then when did I come down here? Oh, the summer after I graduated high school to work at Funny or Die for like a sec.
Nice.
And then I went to USC Film School
nice.
For a little bit.
Would you mind like just taking a look at some tweets and just we have a red pen for you. Is there any way you could just
like for grammar or?
No, not for grammar.
More content.
Really for content. Just you can read them. They're not, you know, they are what they are. There's pictures attached.
Oh, it's a twit pick. All right.
Yep.
I gotta know what I'm working with.
She's a frequent twit picker.
I guess they are all twit picks.
But
okay.
maybe when you read the tweet, you can also describe the picture that
oh,
goes with it.
She's laughing. I hope it's in a good way. I hope it's not like disgusted laughing. Like I hope that no.
This paper is so thin.
Yeah,
like,
she does
so
it.
Mocking.
It's like it's very strange for her to hold paper in her hand, but she's doing it like you acting like you've held paper
she's
before.
She's eating
which I'm
it.
Really...
Shelby's eating the paper. wait, this is insane. Is this actually an email you got? I love spam email, can I say?
Yeah.
I check my spam box every morning.
Just for fun.
Yeah, it's like the one thing that I like kind of look forward to each day. Can I read
That's
them out
nice.
Loud? Do
yeah,
you care?
Please.
Am I giving out too
this
much?
This is what we brought you in for.
October 5th, my spam folder has a one-track mind this morning. I like that you hashtagged spam.
Okay.
Like,
see, like, I always hashtag exactly what Shelby is holding her hand over her mouth. It's a, like, now she's putting her hoodie over her mouth. Shelby! I want help.
This is a cute response. I want to hear this.
Can you please just help and not mock? So why are things going over your mouth? Okay, so I always just like to hashtag precisely something that's in the tweet. That's it.
Wait, but see, I love that because I don't know if you're doing it as a joke or just like that feels like what you're supposed to.
Both.
Yeah. But like, that's what hashtags should be for,
right?
Wait, technically. So,
but how do
but
you
what do you use do them for?
Yeah.
Well, I like don't. I don't really
can you
that
pull
much.
Up her
or as like a joke,
okay,
or for a joke or something. You know what I mean? Or to give context, but like the way you use them in that context is the way they're literally supposed to be used, where so people can search categorically and find things. Mm-hmm. But so that just means that. You're just categorizing this one as spam. So if anyone's just looking up the spam hashtag each day.
Do you think they are? Is that so?
Probably.
Really, what you're saying is you found the first glitch. You use the red. Can you red pen that just
but
so I have
not,
it as a reference for later? Thank you.
It's beautiful. It's perfect. You did it perfectly.
Don't believe her.
You're technically using it correctly.
Okay. But what would you do? Like if you have, so there's also a picture. Can you explain the picture just so people can?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It says forward, safe and fast penis enlargement. Safe and fast penis enlargement. Safe and fast penis enlargement over and over. But it says RE. Have they sent this to you more than once?
They're replying to your email where you asked for penis enlargement.
The RE is confusing. I don't have an answer for that.
This looks like they sent it to you and
it
then
was
kept
a list.
Re-forwarding their okay. sent message to you.
Oof, that's like totally beyond me. So just that's just what happened in the spam, what you see right there. I don't know.
That's a poorly done spam email. That's not your fault.
But that's a lot of different emails. That's
oh,
one.
This
is the
subject line
for like 20 emails and one. Yeah, so it's a lot of penis enlargements.
That's
okay,
crazy.
I got you. Okay, she like.
I get a lot of like that I had actually never seen. I just started seeing the last couple years, which makes me think spam companies have started doing it like based on jokes and TV shows. Are the like I'm trapped somewhere. I need money. Wire me the money, and then I'll send it back. Or like, greetings. I'm your Nigerian cousin.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. Which I had like never seen a few years ago, and now get them like consistently every day.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just.
I would take it
out.
As a compliment.
Yeah. They know I have money
right,
now.
Right. Exactly. I take it as a big old compliment.
I'm trapped in London, and can you Western Union me some cash?
In that like weird Atlantic 1920s voice.
Yeah.
I'm trapped. I do like that you linked your Instagram account.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I'm surprised for someone who says they don't know technology.
I know the ins and outs, but there's room for improvement.
Sure.
And so I'm just looking, you know what I'm saying, to you. Are you hearing
me? I think what you might want to be asking, but you're not
you just
asking.
Want punch up. I feel like.
Can I sure. Can I try to read between
Go
your
ahead,
lines?
Go ahead, Emily.
She wants to know how to get more followers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, is that not clear?
You can buy them.
No, thank you.
As
I don't
we've
have
learned.
That. I don't have extra money like that.
I know.
How much are they going for?
Did you see that Joe Mandy thing?
No.
I don't know if he's still doing it. His whole thing was that he was going to buy 1 million bots. And like, and part of it is so because once you subscribe or buy them, you can then see like who those bots follow, and then you can kind of find out that like all
hilarious.
These famous people and all these politicians and stuff
have
like pay for the same bots. Like they're just fake Twitter accounts.
Twitters.
Mm-hmm.
And so his whole thing is that he was going to buy 1 million bots, which I hated because it just meant that he was spending thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars on
fake
these
people.
Stupid fake people, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I think he was doing like a one-to-one to charity for how much he spent. So I was like, okay.
It's
but
complicated.
My point is you can get – he has 1 million followers now. So it can be
done.
Yeah,
but does – he has 1 million non-followers.
Sure, but who cares about quality?
Right.
We're here for quantity, right? That's what you.
Oh.
That's what we're talking about?
Oh. So your hot tip right now is to buy bots.
I would like to not buy bots and try to – go get to the people.
This just
I'm here
in
from
Big Shelby.
Bots.
Yeah, this in, yeah.
Buy your
Shelby
bots.
For us is buy bots.
I don't like this shirt, and that's again not your fault.
Okay.
She's looking
at a guacamole shirt.
Yes. Another tweet was April 20th. I live this life in fear of small portions of guacamole. I need this shirt. The shirt says, I know that guacamole is extra, but I don't like the way they've framed it on the person. And again, this is not your fault.
Yeah, this seems real specific. This is like almost, okay, but you're like critiquing the photographer of the guacamole shirt, which isn't exactly what I'm looking for from you, but go on. What is wrong with the photography?
It's not the photography. It's the lifestyle they're selling or the branding they've chosen to do. This girl would not care about guacamole being extra.
And you don't even see her face, but you know that.
You know.
You're right. You're not wrong. She looks like a model, beheaded. There's no head on the shirt.
She's beautifully coiled hair, curled hair, not coiled. A nice little, like, gold arm bracelet, and I don't like that you don't see her face. I think that's also very misogynistic of advertising.
I would like to know what her guacamole face looks like.
She could have it slathered all over, and then I'd be like, yeah, she would care. Thank you.
She would care.
Is there a hashtag on that one? I don't have it in front of me.
No, there's not.
No hashtag? Would that have helped, and what would your hashtag been?
It may have been, if you had hashtag guacamole for the enthusiasts.
So you would have done my own technique, which is hashtagging what's in there.
You got to know when to hashtag.
I see. Is there any other hashtag you might attach to that?
Shirt.
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 I'm getting paid by the hour, right? For this consultant.
Shirt.
But I do say, on Instagram now, because I don't actually have the Twitter app on my phone because I don't have enough space because I didn't update. I'm bad at technology, too.
Okay.
On Instagram, it doesn't just pop up, which I don't like. That is maybe a real tip. I don't like that when you click the Instagram thing, it takes you to a new page or it forces you to open Instagram. Because I don't have Instagram either on my phone.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
And then if you just do it in the app,
so
it
if
just
you're
opens.
On your phone, you can't even read the tweets on your phone.
No, I can't do shit.
Okay.
Let's do one more. Just so you know, Shelby, I love having you here. You're a delight. You really are. And I appreciate your time and your youth and your loveliness. I don't know that I'm getting from you
what you
because what it
would
seems like you're getting at a lot. You're dealing with like how Instagram works and their flaws, and you're dealing with like the photography from the shirt and the flaws with the photographer and the I'm just looking.
You know,
if
I
you
think
wouldn't if you'd be so kind.
Okay.
Sure,
okay.
Sure. How to really boost your Twitter account?
If you would be so kind.
I mean, the truth is, don't you have to just do stuff off of Twitter? And then people come find you on Twitter.
I think
it's
what
never
really
it
learning,
never lives inside the Twitter account, right? That's the real secret.
I think what we're really learning is that she is just a talented woman who has
so disgusting.
Earned her followers.
Let's not go crazy. But
I think that's what we're learning.
All right. Well, I guess we should take a break.
Let's go to games.
Let's take a quick one and we'll be back. OMFG.
Listeners, help OMFG stay free to download by completing this short anonymous survey. It will take no more than 5 minutes. Your answers will help match our show with advertisers that best fit the sensibilities of our podcast and its listeners, like you. Listeners who complete the survey will be entered in an ongoing monthly raffle to win a $100 Amazon gift card. We promise not to share or sell your email address, and we won't send you email unless you win. Please go to podsurvey.com/OMFG. That's podsurvey.com/OMFG to take our survey and get a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card.
OMFG!
I made a bunch of homemade Hot Pockets today.
Ooh.
Homemade.
I'm going crazy.
We might need your recipe for that. And we can put it
so
attached to our episode on our blog.
This is how you get the followers. The Hot Pockets.
Okay. So we're going to play a game with you.
Perfect.
We know that you are writing for the TV.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Very cool. So we thought that we would play a game, since we're old, of basically how this game will work. We want to know real or fake. We're going to give you a premise from a TV show back in the 70s and 80s. It may be real.
Or it may be fake.
It may be fake.
I'm into it.
Don't feel like you need to name the show. Don't feel like...
Yeah.
Your only reply is real or fake. If you know more,
great.
Feel free. But
we'd love to hear it.
I will say I've been watching some 80s movies recently that are bananas, and I don't think could exist now.
You're 100% correct.
That's the whole point. Because, so I happen to know that you love Star Trek.
I do.
So what if someone were to say to you, like, if I'm pitching Star Trek to you, it's like a bunch of men and a few ladies.
And one black woman.
Right. In a ship.
Just, like, hanging out.
One guy has really pointy ears. Go with me here. It's like insanity. You would never be like, that's a hit. But yet, in the 70s and 80s, there were all of these amazing shows that really wouldn't—they just make no sense now. They have no place in our modern day.
Do you know what movie you saw recently that was like Crazy Town?
Well, two. I rewatched Footloose.
Yeah.
Which is bananas.
Yeah.
And they even tried to remake it, and I was like, no. Yeah. If that movie had just come out now and wasn't a remake, and it was like a town outlaws dancing because some kids died, like, that's crazy. And then we just watched The Lost Boys. Which, again, like, that was, like, a mainstream film, and it's shot it's crazy.
I think they had more, like, imagination. It was just a little bit lighter. It was, like, entertainment.
So, real or fake? Mm-hmm. A male nanny is in charge of a family of three children and can barely keep it together.
Real? That seems pretty basic.
Great.
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct.
And you know what? Maybe we should hold off on our corrects or fakes until the end.
Sure.
Oh, you know? Sorry. Yeah. Some suspense.
Yeah, let's keep a little suspense. We've got our producer. She's going to be logging that. Thanks, Kate. Okay, there's a show that follows the lives of waitresses who work at a posh hotel restaurant and a wisecracking restaurant lounge piano player, singer named Sunny. Man, real or fake? Waitresses, posh hotel.
Waitresses. I don't want to see waitresses on TV. Fake.
Great.
This one is a story about an alien assigned to study human behavior.
Oh, right. True as hell.
Arrives from his planet Ork. And
she's nodding.
Makes a human friend and roommate who knows his secret but decides she's not going to tell.
Yeah, super real.
Yeah.
Crazy, too. Have you seen the first episode that he was on of Happy Days?
Oh, right. It was an actual crossover show from Happy Days. I'm sorry. It was very impressed that you knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing what got spun back in the day. Yeah.
Because Happy Days had nothing to do with aliens, and yet somehow.
Somehow
we got there.
A lot of drugs. Do you do drugs?
Oh, I wish.
Okay. We don't do drugs. I don't do drugs. Emily has done quite a few.
Oh, look at her pattern sweater.
Well. I like a trippy sweater.
A young immigrant from Russia moves in with his female English teacher and her roommate. They all become best friends, but in almost every episode, an outsider misunderstands their relationship.
Real. That's great. Not Three's Company, though.
Well, no.
But what if
it? But, you know.
All right. Two cousins live together. One is from the fake island called Meepos. And in every episode, they do a little dance called the Dance of Joy.
Live action?
Interesting.
No.
I like where your head's at, though. It should be.
it would have been much better. I mean, based on the contest clues, I'm going to say real, but I don't like that.
So you real, but you're going to strike it from
the like
lineup.
To strike it from the record.
Great.
All right.
This sitcom takes place in Glen Lawn. This gal agrees to be a housekeeper for the chief police after his wife and friend pass away. She serves as a parent to the chief's three daughters, Kate, Julie, and Samantha.
Is that real? I'm going to say real.
Great. Thank you.
This storyline revolves around Vicky. She is a 10-year-old girl, and Vicky stands for Voice Input Child Identikit, something like that, pronounced Vicky. Vicky was built by an engineer for United Robotronics in an effort to assist handicapped children.
Oh, no. Fake.
Fair. All right. Well, that was fantastic. So we just like to get some fakes and reels, Kate. How are we doing?
Were they all real? Okay, good. Great. I was like, I'll be so mad.
So out of all of those, there was one fake story.
All the rest were real. Stop it. Which was fake?
The Young Immigrant from Russia moves in. Which
that's one I wanted.
Real. So that's.
I would have liked if that had been Three's Company.
Yeah. So, whew. I don't know what we learned, but.
Well, I think the fake one we could take and actually pitch if you guys wanted. We could do this together. And sell the show.
It would be perfect. And it's one of those things where they're like, and when you go in a pitch, like, throw in a little detail, something that they think is off the top of your head, but you've worked on. And that's like, you know, maybe someone will misunderstand him leaving to hijinks. I'm just spitballing here.
You know, it's very confusing because they're friends, but she's his teacher.
Right.
Well, it's crazy.
But they live together.
To go back and watch, like, Family Matters or something that started, like, so real and, like, so intense and about a cop and his, like, black family in the 70s or whatever. Totally. And just turned into, like, Urkel. Like,
Urkel.
It's unbelievable. And even, like, Sister and stuff, which I think was also – was another one that was, like, started kind of real or sad. And then they just, like, kind of go to college and, like, straighten their hair. I don't know. They always turn into, like, these weird, like, 90s awful shows.
Yeah. I don't know if I – what's the first show you just talked about?
Family Matters.
I don't – that was definitely deep into the 90s, right?
Oh,
is that fair to say?
Those might have both been
90s. Yeah. But, yeah, do you watch a lot of WB?
Big on the ABC Family block they used to play.
Yeah.
That was, like, when I would stay homesick. It was, like, Family Matters, Step by Step, Full House.
Great. All classics. Is there any way we can just check out your last five texts?
Oh, sorry. That's why I put it on airplane mode. I'm very popular. I tried. Oh, yeah. Well, this is why I was thinking about Hot Pockets, because I asked my friend, want to smoke weed and watch TV tonight? I can come to you. And she goes, I don't have a TV. And I said, oh, I thought we would just sit in bed and watch Netflix. I figured. And she goes, oh, okay, my computer overheats, so bring yours. And I said, perfecto, I'll bring some Hot Pockets.
So you actually made them.
How do you
it's
make
not
Hot
hard.
Pockets? Well, bring, yeah, what do you?
Talk us through.
Filo dough?
It's just pizza dough pizza and dough. Then sauce and cheese and
oh, so no.
Some vegan pepperoni.
Vegan,
you know, if you want.
A
do
vegan
you
Hot Pocket.
Find that a lot of your friends actually don't have television?
Yeah, and I even have a TV, but I have nothing to do with it. It's just,
no cable.
It just sits in my room.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's such a bummer. I used to have an HDMI cable, which was nice, but then I somehow lost the power plug to the TV.
But, like, is that something, like, if you had, like, all the money you wanted, would you be like, I'm getting premium cable, or does it just not even factor in?
I always think I wouldn't, and then I'll go to someone's house who has cable, and I'm like, this is the height of luxury.
Yeah.
You are just living up.
Like, yeah. So it if all things were groovy, you would have the cable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Okay, yeah, because, like, really, we wonder, like, are kids even watching television these days?
It's great.
It
who doesn't
great.
Love who doesn't I did. This made me very angry. I was at my friend's place in New York, and we're watching TV, and he had, like, all the channels and, like, all these cable things and, like, on demand and stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, this is great. Like, what cable company is this? And he goes, oh, it's not cable. It's Fios. And I was
dear.
Fuck this. What weird fake ad did I just look into?
Terrible advertisement.
So – how is it doing stand-up? Are you killing it? Where are you working? What's happening?
Oh, no. I, like, have been barely doing it lately. I'm very – you know, when you just, like, go through a period in your life where you don't want to be judged on a stage?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you
yeah.
know. I'm
most
inter-
of my
I'm
life.
In one of those.
Yeah. sounds normal. Sounds good.
Yeah, so we'll see.
And are you – when you're in a writer's room, because that's what you're doing right now mm-hmm. primarily, is it hard to be, like, one of – are you the youngest?
Usually.
And how does that feel?
Sometimes I don't notice at all, and it's very lovely and fine. Sometimes it's debilitatingly uncomfortable.
Because?
I think there's a subconscious checking out people will sometimes do if you're younger or if you're a girl, or that may be putting too – that's rude to put misogyny on people because it's hard to tell which one
it
is.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah,
oh,
is it?
There.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing? But I think you can – there's, like, there is, like, a very weird occasional
oh, your eyes are like glossing over.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And I think it's because you just have it in the back of your mind that when the young person is talking or something, that's your chance to tune out.
Oof.
And then it's hard because I'm like, well, but I'm also dumb. So maybe they're just tuning out because I'm not worth listening to, you know, it can right. be sort of.
Are there other females on the show, other female writers?
I've been lucky. I've only written for one show where there – two shows where there were no women. And then the other two, there was another one usually.
Nice. So very lucky because
well,
you
yeah,
were
as,
on
as
it.
I was saying oh. it, I was like, wait a second, I'm not lucky. I was gonna be like, I'm very lucky. I've always worked with other women, and then I was like,
actually,
ish.
Well, yeah, 50% of the time it was an eighth of the room.
Yeah, and right. do you feel connected with that female writer immediately, or is it?
No, but only because I would say I don't think I naturally connect to any humans.
Okay,
naturally, I feel just as uncomfortable. Across the board with people.
Fair enough.
That's nice.
Did you come in with a bag today?
No.
We wanted to play What's in Your Purse, but now we see that you're too cool for a purse. But if you had something, if you had a purse, would you call it a purse?
Oh, yeah. I have, I think, I would say I have like one purse. You I love it. Purse. It's Dooney & Burke.
Mm, yeah.
Fancy.
My grandma always had one, and I like them.
Yeah.
And I – well, but that's the thing. It's like I'm not really a purse person, so I either keep too much or too weird things in it. Right. You know what I
like,
mean?
Yeah.
I do that too, though. It's like I always have like you – I take out the stuff, and I'm like, how did I accumulate this? You yeah. just shove it in there.
I have like a packet of peanut butter in it right now.
And right.
like a finger puppet of Patrick Star from SpongeBob. Like at some point I was like, someone might like this. I should keep it
I
on my
purse. I should have
like
it in my
a
purse.
Hipster's dream.
And then like, and then, you know, mascara.
No big deal.
Not yeah. to brag. I mean,
lady staff. Lady
your
staff.
Lashes gotta go long.
Yeah, that's how I'm trying to relate to the public.
Yeah,
I have mascara in my purse, like a human lady.
Listen, human lady, can you – this show's called OMFG. I don't know if you didn't even know what you were getting yourself into.
So vulgar.
So vulgar. Could you do us a favor and craft a tweet for us
to
right
promote
now?
Our show?
Yeah, sure.
Just let's hear it. What do you got?
From my account?
We don't need it. Well, sure. But no, what we would like is just how would you put it together? We just are looking
so
for
ideas. We're actually just going to steal your words yeah. and
so
tweet
I
it
have
out.
A pen out and paper.
The worst part is that this is like this could be an interview for a job. Like this is a job people have now. Just
okay.
social
terrifying.
Like social media intern or social media whatever.
If you were going to promote our podcast, what would you say?
Yeah. And so what would you say?
What
would you say?
I'm sorry, excuse me. Uh-huh. Well, you just go, like.
Just put some ideas out there. Deanna, Emily.
Maybe you could call
what
us.
Is,
yeah.
What is this? Is this the second? Oh, but see, that's what I'm asking. Is this in the context of you guys tweeting, like, our second episode? Or yes. is it in the context of me being like, I got to be
on
this show?
We would love you to do that on your own. So
sure.
don't want to stop you on that. But we would also enjoy you helping us craft from our account, OMFG, pod, at, ahead.
This is sort of big picture. Great. But maybe there's a running theme to them.
Yes.
You attach some sort of fun picture each time.
Yes.
We just took a million horrible pictures,
twit
so
twit
that's
pick.
Great.
Great. Twit pick. Got it.
Make up a new acronym every time.
For instance?
You know, how do acronyms work? It's the first letter.
Yeah.
Okay, let's think. Wow, look at all those tables. You turn that into an acronym.
Okay. Wow.
And you go, episode 2 acronym, and you make an acronym out of it. Oh, that's actually a really good idea. If you named every episode an acronym based on a joke or something from the episode.
Oh, my God. I love
you
it.
You might have just
that's actually
saved
not a bad
our
idea.
Lives. We're so down with Shelby, which
yeah,
might be our acronym for.
Thank you.
Just weirdly
DWS.
Go back and shoehorn. Yeah.
Either that or down with Hot
so
Pockets.
Down with
yeah. Homemade Hot Pockets.
We're so down with Shelby. So WSDWS.
Okay.
Is that too lengthy?
No.
Tighten it up.
No, what would Jesus do? It's like five letters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The original acronym.
Very true.
Yeah. So great. Okay, that's great. And hashtags for that? Anything?
Oh, hashtag Shelby.
Okay.
Hashtag Hot Pocket.
That's pretty bold. So you think hashtag Shelby, one word, first name, is going to link back to you, Shelbs? Is that what you're saying? It's bold. It's like Madonna over here. We have Cher in the room. Hashtag Shelby.
I was like, I don't want to be too formal with people. Right. Like Shelby Farrow. Like,
no, hashtag Shelby.
We're on a first name basis.
Yeah, okay.
and our last bit of business. Shelby, where can the people find you?
Oh, online. At Shelby Farrow. I know. I hate the internet. I love it, but it's awful.
You're biting the hand that feeds you, Shelby.
Thank God. They don't even feed me. I'm so poor. I make my own hot pockets.
This was so much fun. Thank you so much for being our second guest. Thank you for educating us. We learned a lot. We're going to review it. And, I mean, from just off the top, I'm feeling like I learned hashtagging something along the lines of spam is only going to get me so far.
It's going to be good, though.
Is it?
Yeah, no, she liked it a lot.
She liked it if I'm trying to be, like, cute about it. But if it's, like, I'm trying to actually pull in the people, it may not be so great.
You just got
to
learn the hashtags. Like, I think like, hashtag women, I don't, or, like, sexy. There's got to be some that just naturally generate attention.
Like, so if you're like, oh, my God, I just made my own Hot Pocket, hashtag sexy. Yeah.
That would works, be like, actually. That works. Yeah,
that's not bad. You can use that if you want to use it later. No problem. Just write hashtag
the
Deanna.
Tables have turned.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
OMFG! So, wow.
We learned a lot today.
First of all, Twitter is dying.
Big news. Big news broke here. OMF at OMFG pod. Just getting that in there.
Twitter is dying. Doesn't matter if you get faved or retweeted. Nothing happens.
Nothing happens. The hype is almost over, folks.
So
we learned that youths are not really watching TV.
I think they would like to, but maybe cable companies shouldn't be charging so much money.
Right. But they're okay with Netflix and Hulu. It's no big deal.
That's true.
We learned that if you wear an outfit, it means you're a grown-up.
And you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. It's also – I kind of learned that it's not really cool to like the internet.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I don't – I hate it now.
I know.
Shelby taught me to hate the internet.
I mean, it's just like – it's not really cool to like a lot of things, so.
Shelby, let me know that, like, if you do a hashtag – you know, like my spam folder has a one-track mind this morning, hashtag spam. It's kind of like, well, I'm not really using that hashtag to the best of its ability because if people are going to use it and, like, look up spam, they're probably not going to, you know, they're not looking for that tweet. Maybe. They're, I think that's what I learned.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They might be into, like, canned meats.
Right. Like, I need to – my hashtag game needs another eye. That's part of what I'm learning.
I also learned and took great joy in her mispronunciation of Urkel.
She made him French and fancy.
Which he is. You know, a lovely, nerdy, French fancy man.
That was good.
Did I do that?
And she says she doesn't do drugs, but she does.
And you know that because?
She read her tweet and said she was going to smoke pot and eat Hot Pockets.
Drugs.
Which is?
Drugs.
Another score that we learned a great homemade Hot Pocket recipe.
Shelby makes her own Hot Pockets. If it is not more, like, that is the most, like, youthy, hipstery, and she's not a hipster, I don't think, but maybe. Like,
it's hard to know.
If. Like, I wear hoodies and jean shorts and I have a little bit of green in my hair. Like, I make my own Hot Pockets. I mean,
with vegan pepperoni. Let's just take a step back.
We learned a lot. I mean, I can't wait for our next episode to learn more. I am feeling so much closer to being cool.
Get there with us. Get there with us, everybody. Follow us on Twitter, even though it's dying, at OMFGpod. And we hope to hear from you.
I'm Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley,
and Paul Scheer.